Welcome, everybody, and we're going to call the meeting to order. I'd like to start with respect and acknowledgement. We would like to begin by acknowledging that the land in which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. We'll start with a roll call. We'll start at the far end. Councillor Kekkonen.
Councillor Kekkonen. Councillor Morley Hoskin. Commissioner
Conti, acting correct.
Peter Hopkins, Mayor.
Marianne Weaver, Assistant Mayor.
Yeah, we'd like to welcome Marianne from the archipelago, who's going to assist us with this interview process, since we're new at it. So,
thank
you. See, here we go. Oh, and I'm sorry.
Mary Smith.
Mary Smith. She's our technical guru, and we'll hopefully get through it all. We did our first council meeting last Tuesday night, and I would say we were 98% glitch-free with closed captioning, so that was really quite good. So. Okay, is there any declaration of conflict of interest? Hearing none. Before we adopt the agenda, I have a major concern that I want to bring up. And to me, the order is wrong. In all my experiences in interviewing and even as the mayor, we've never done it where we've done rankings after interviews without a closed session. And to me, the order should be after the interviews, we go into closed session, and then we come back and do our ranking and make the appointment. There's things that can only be spoken about in confidentiality situations. And I think that the precedent that we've done for 11 years should be upheld in any interview process. So I'm not opposed to ranking. I'm not opposed to public. I'm opposed to the order under which we're doing it. So I would like to make a resolution that we change the order and we don't vote until after we have a closed session. But I need a seconder. We have a seconder?
I think it's a final way
to... Okay. Okay, motion's lost. So, a move and a resolution for the adoption of the agenda. You have it. Who has the resolution for the agenda? I know I don't have it. So, resolution 21395. Be resolved that the Council of Township McKellar is hereby approve the agenda for this meeting as presented. May I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Hoskin, second. Councillor Kekkonen. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor? Carried. So we don't have to prove this. We just start doing it. We start with the first candidate?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Yeah, my question, just the question is, do I do those first and somebody else do too, or what?
Let's just start with you. So only one to ask a question.
Only one question?
Yeah.
I'm doing that one. Okay. So we're starting the public interview. And our first candidate will be Linda Filion. And we've asked her to come to the microphone. Somebody can get her. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Put my glasses on. Can I remove my mask when I do this?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And you have the floor for the start, and then we'll be asking you questions.
Okay, thank you. So good evening, everyone. I would like to start by thanking the residents of McKellar, Mayor Hopkins, Councillors Kekkonen and Haskam, for giving me the opportunity to be here this evening. Thank you so much. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Linda Filion, and I have been a resident in McKellar for 48 years. Over these 48 years, I have owned a successful business in Parry Sound for over 10 years, and I had a staff of 8 employees. I have been a member of the Parry Sound Lions. I am currently a member of the McKellar Recreation Committee. I am also a member of the Parry Sound Horticultural Society. I am a professional figure skating instructor of 35 years. And I have implemented many skating programs in McKellar and the surrounding area. Many of the jobs that I have had throughout my years of working have been owner or management positions. I have a common sense approach. I am honest. I'm reliable. I'm hardworking. I'm enthusiastic. And I work well with others and as a team member. I am a positive and forward thinker, and I always enjoy a challenge. If I am the chosen candidate for council, I will always give 100% of myself to the residents of McKellar and fellow councillors. I take pride in living in McKellar, and I feel with my previous work experiences, I would be an asset to the community of McKellar and to council. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda.
You're welcome, Peter.
So I get to ask the first question.
Okay.
So for 3 years, we've been implementing priorities of our 4-year action plan. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you questions about that. First is if you have actually read the action plan.
Yes.
And I want to know where you stand on the following 10 issues in there that are either been passed or are ongoing. So just say whether you agree with them or you don't agree with them.
Okay.
The first one is the vision and the objectives of the plan. Do you agree with those?
Yes, I do.
Okay. The new area pool complex?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Boat launch issue?
Well, that hasn't been resolved. I guess we would have to see what happens there. I mean, right now it's up in the air with the boat launch issue.
Okay. New road services?
Yes, I agree.
Mail-in ballots?
Yes.
Future economic growth and development?
Absolutely.
High-speed internet?
Yes, yes.
Septic reinspection program?
Yes, absolutely.
Property rentals?
I'm sorry?
Property rentals?
Yes.
Cottage rentals?
Yes.
Okay. And their 150th anniversary?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Oh, there we go. Okay, what do you think the role and relationship between council, staff, and community should look like for a well-functioning township?
Well, I think it's very important for staff and council and for the public to get along. During this pandemic, I know it's been difficult. There's been a lot of staffing problems. I feel that, you know, as a counselor, to give information to the public, to let them be aware of everything that's going on, open communication and transparency to me is very important. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Linda.
Hi, Linda. So, do you feel that extensive depth
It's okay. I can hear you.
Yeah. Do you feel that you have extensive depth, experience, and knowledge with municipal procedures, policies, and council business to fill the current council vacancy? Please explain.
I feel that I would do okay on council. I'm a hard worker. I care about the community. I care about, you know, McKellar moving forward in a positive direction. I care about, you know, the volunteers that volunteer in McKellar. I think with owning my own business, I think I have a good background there to be an asset to council and to McKellar.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have any question for us, Linda?
I'm sorry, do I have?
Do you have any question for us?
No, I don't think I do, to be honest with you. I understand, you know, the pressure that council has been under during the pandemic. And I think that you guys have tried. You're doing a good job. You're doing the best that you can. But I think, you know, with a little more help from whoever you choose as a candidate will help McKellar grow. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it for your time.
Thank you.
No, I didn't. I'm relying on you. Let's call the second one.
Yeah, Muriel Jones. You have the floor for the first while, and I'll fire you with questions.
Okay. My name's Muriel Junk. I've lived in this township for over 55 years. I married into the township. We ran a farm, and I worked at in municipal law, municipal offices for over 25 years. I don't know what else I can say. I volunteer at Harvest Share.
That's fine. I get to ask the first question. This is dealing with our action plan. This is our approved action plan that we've been working on for 3 years. First question, sir, is that, have you actually read it, read the action plan?
No, I haven't.
Okay. working on. I just want to know what your position is on it. The first one is that the vision and the objectives of the plan have been answered.
No.
Okay. New area pool complex. Are you in favor or not in favor?
I'm semi in favor of it, but I cannot see any, like, I can't see myself using it in the middle of winter when you, like, once you're older, going in, driving in there and getting wet and having to get warmed up before you come back outside.
Boat launch issue?
That's one thing I was very against. That they closed it with no notice, no public writing on the thing saying that they were going to close it in 30 days or whatever.
Our new road services policy that's
pending. I would prefer road standards to stay the same, 66 feet with gravel and paved. Now it has to be paved, right? I'm pretty sure.
Mail-in ballots.
I like mail-in ballots, but I think there should be enough choices, at least three choices, so older people can get their vote in place.
Okay. Future economic growth and development.
Sorry, I didn't hear you that.
Economic development and growth in the
I can't see any. We're only 20 kilometers from Parry Sound, and I cannot see a big. I can see mom and pop things, like there's a couple of people doing snow plowing this year, and people like Beaver Creek Farms, an organic farm. And places like that, like, they're great, but I can't see any big development coming in.
High-speed internet.
I would like that, yes.
Septic re-inspection program.
That's been in place, hasn't it, for years? Well, it used to be.
You can do it yourself. I'm going to municipal-wide.
Well, the Manitowoc Lake Community Association did it for years, I think. Maybe they haven't done it in the last 10, 15, but they used to do it.
Property or cottage rental?
Well, I don't have a cottage, so I don't need to worry about renting it out. I think it's up to the owner, but it's their say, but they have to police it to a certain extent.
And next year, or 23 is our 150th anniversary.
I think we should have the biggest celebration as we can have. Hopefully the government will let us.
Thank you. Muriel.
Sorry.
Hey, Muriel. What do you think the role and relationship between council, staff, and community should look like for a well-functioning township?
I think there should be as much public knowledge as goes out to the people, to the ratepayers, so that they're kept informed of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Thank you, Mira.
Hi, Muriel. Do you feel you have extensive depth, experience, and knowledge with municipal procedures, policies, and council business to fill the current council vacancy? And please explain.
Yes. I've worked at council meetings for a great many years. So I was a clerk. I worked in McKellar from 81 to 89, and I worked in what was then Hagerman, now is municipality of Whitestone, but did council meetings there. I was mainly, my favorite stuff is bookkeeping. And we did it by paper and pencil.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Muriel, one more question.
Do you have any question for us?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. I'd like to start by saying that I have almost 25 years of experience in the municipal world.
I'm going to pull this down, I'm all fogged up.
These years of experience have provided me with a very thorough knowledge of all the provincial statutes and legislation as they relate to how an organized municipality in Ontario is required to function. I have also prided myself in my ability to use the tact required in dealing with the general public and enforcing all the bylaws, policies, procedures, et cetera, as they relate to the statutes and legislation. As a lifelong resident of McKellar Township, I have a keen desire to see the township and its residents thrive and prosper, but only on a scale that is in balance with the economic feasibility of a municipality the size of McKellar. I would also like to make sure that McKellar Township stays in tune with the ongoing West Parry Sound municipal projects and negotiations so as to maintain the autonomy of a single-tier municipality and in turn avoid amalgamation or regional government, which both I feel would have a negative impact on McKellar taxpayers. Although I know the Ontario Municipal Act states that the role of a council is, it is also my belief that an elected municipal politician has a responsibility to stay in tune with the needs of all residents of the municipality and to make every effort to fulfill the wants and needs in balance with the taxes available and without raising taxes beyond reason. Although I have been away from the municipal world for a while, I have kept myself informed by reading council agendas, agenda packages, minutes, minor variance applications, official plan and zoning amendments, writing correspondence to council with my opinions, comments, and concerns with ongoing municipal issues, attending council meetings when possible. I feel at this time in this term of council, it is very important for an appointed councillor to be able to hit the ground running, and I feel that I have the knowledge to do that. In view of the above, I feel I would be a good choice to fill one of the vacant council seats for the remainder of this term of council. Thank you for your time and the opportunity to possibly represent the taxpayers of the township in McKellar.
Each of the will ask a question.
Okay.
This is our official plan approved by council.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious whether I think I can read the action plan.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Have you read the action plan?
The action plan? Yes.
Okay. Then I'm going to ask you questions about various things that we've been working on for the last 3 years. Just the vision and the objectives of the plan, are you aware of those? And
yes.
Okay. The new area pool complex?
Yes.
You're in favor of that, or you know about that?
I'm in favor of whatever the majority of the taxpayers of the township want.
Okay. Boat launches?
What about them?
Whether you're in favor of what has happened with the boat launches, what we've been doing?
I'm in favor of having boat launches available to the public for use.
Okay. Our new road services policy?
Am I in favor of it? The brand new one or the old one?
No, the new one.
The brand new one? I haven't had a chance to completely review it yet, so I couldn't tell you that.
Okay.
Can't answer that.
Your view on mail-in ballots?
Sorry, I didn't
hear you. Your view on mail-in ballots for elections?
I have no idea what you said.
Your view on mail-in ballots for elections for next fall?
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
Future economic growth and development in McKellar?
Yes, that's a good idea, but I don't think it should take away from what McKellar is either.
High-speed internet?
Yes.
Septic reinspection program?
Yes.
Property rentals, cottage rentals?
In some instances, not in every instance, it just depends on what the access of those places are, how it impacts neighbors and things like that. There's a lot of things around each individual circumstance that could impact people differently.
Okay. Last one is our 150th anniversary celebration for 223.
Am I in favor of it?
Yeah, you in favor?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Marley.
What do you think the role and relationship?
We can only one at a time. Eh? That stops us from arguing in public all the time. What do you think the role and relationship between council, staff, and community should look like for a well-functioning township?
It should be cohesive, well-informed, and a democratic system.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Reg. Hey, Reg, do you feel you have extensive depth, experience, and knowledge with municipal procedures, policies, and council business to fill the current council vacancy? And please explain.
Yes, I feel I do, and I think I outlined that pretty good in my presentation, all the years' experience I have, and I keep myself up to date with everything that's going on.
Okay, great. Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you very much for coming. Do you have any question for us? Do you have any question for us?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming. We call Michael Richard.
I'll remove my mask. Good evening. My name is Michel Richard. Most people know me as Mike. And I would like to thank the council for allowing me this opportunity. Everyone can hear me? When I moved to McKellar, first as a cottager about 10 years ago, I immediately felt warm and welcome and extremely lucky to be living in this community. All the things that I had enjoyed as a youngster, cottaging in the Berks Falls area, were now available to me on a daily basis with the lakes and the surrounding facilities that are here. I used to hunt, I don't any longer, but I like to golf and the Ridge is here. And the community is one that is extremely welcoming. And we have things like a recreation committee that comes up with very creative and dynamic programming for people of all ages. And it's quite impressive the number of activities they've managed to keep going all through the COVID period. Now, as to my experience, I'm in my 70s now. I'm a former director of design and construction at the University of Toronto. I took that job on after being director of facilities management because in 1970, the provincial government declared that grade 13 would no longer be in place. And so we had a phenomenon called double cohort. And that meant that we were going to see both the grade 12s and grade 13s all come to post-secondary in 1 year. So we had to react quickly to that scenario. So I was given the task of forming a new department, design and construction, to facilitate the design and construction of new buildings, new labs, new classrooms, new student facilities and housing. I enjoyed that a great deal. I handled large budgets and had the opportunity to work and meet with a large variety of people from all over the world. Now, my understanding of the role of a counselor is one in which you participate as a team member in analyzing and keeping an open mind towards developing legislation that responds to the need that's been described. So issues that are brought before the council should be investigated and studied, and then a consensus should form to provide us with a reasonable response to the issue. I have witnessed some dysfunction, I'll say, some dysfunction with council, primarily due to a lack of communication. When people don't get information, they become frustrated. They become anxious. They want to know what's happening in their community and what the rationale is for that. The first big sign that I saw was in the meeting that was held here for the Economic Development Committee. It started out hostile and stayed hostile. The members of the committee, when I came in, I sat at the back of the room. The members of the committee had their arms all crossed at the outset. That is a confrontational posture, and it kept going all the way through the meeting. Part of the difficulty is the misunderstanding that they had about what economic development should be for McKellar Township. This is a township that is in farm and tourism country. There is no possibility in my mind of changing that and suddenly generating manufacturing jobs or industrial capacity. Our best interest lay in tourism and farming. And to that end, I think that our council should be focused on providing support for those businesses that are here and those that also will complement them in the future. That's all I have to say.
So I have
to
get the first question.
Fire away.
Technology. Anyway, my first question is a long question. It's a series of things I want your opinion on going through. So the first one is that we developed, with a lot of input and council approval, our four-year action plan. Have you ever read it?
Yes, I have.
Okay, thank you. In that was the vision and objectives of the plan. Do you recall what they are and do you agree with them?
I cannot list them or itemize them for you. No.
Okay. the one of the projects was the new area pool complex.
Yes.
What's your opinion about that?
My opinion is, for me personally, I would never take advantage of going to that facility. But my opinion has always been that if the majority of residents of McKellar Township are in favor of it, then I would support it.
Okay. Boat launch issue.
Boat launch. The problem with the boat launch issue is, I guess I'll go back to the fundamental. I didn't think the Lakeshore boat launch was a very good spot to have a boat launch, to be honest with you. I thought it was an awkward location. But it's been there for 50 years or so and was functioning, so people were quite used to it. My involvement came when it was arbitrarily closed without any information given to the public as to that advent of the closing or rationale for the closing. And I think to this day, there is still documentation that people have requested regarding the closing that has yet to come forward.
Thank you. Our new road services policy.
That's a complex issue. And it's my understanding that the policy has been changed from the original report. So it would be incumbent upon me, if I were to develop an opinion, to listen, to read it, and to listen to others who have expertise before deciding yes or no on that issue.
Okay. Mail-in ballots for elections.
Mail-in ballots? Fine.
Future economic growth and development.
Well, as I alluded to in my presentation, future growth and development is should be skewed towards tourism, and that's the, I think the best potential for this community to continue to be vibrant economically.
Okay. High speed internet.
High-speed internet? Well, we all want high-speed internet. I believe I possess it now because I have Bell from Grey Owl Lake, the tower. But I would applaud home-wired high-speed if it came. And I understand that there is potential for it to happen. I remember the CAO posting that we're probably 2 to 3 years away from having a service provided. So I would applaud that.
Septic reinspection program.
Could you repeat that for me, sir?
Septic reinspection program.
Critical. Critical that we do that.
Okay. Property rentals or cottage rentals.
It's a complex situation because I've always been a person who believes in property rights. However, the good of the community is trumped by that. When we see overloading of lakeshore properties and septic systems that may not be able to handle the load that is being put there by 10 or 15 people being put in a rental place. So we have to be cautious because it is a privilege to own waterfront property, as I do. I respect that privilege, and other people in the community who do not have that privilege should have their interests looked at as well.
Okay. In 2023, we have 150th anniversary. Any thoughts about that celebration?
That's an opportunity. Not only do we have an outstanding recreation committee, we also have wonderful volunteerism here in this community. And I think that there are many, many activities that could be developed that would attract even more tourists to our area in the name of that celebration.
Thank you.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
One question. What do you think the role and relationship between council, staff, and community should look like for a well-functioning township?
I think that the council carries a tremendous obligation to communicate to the community. I don't think that it's possible for the council to be available 24 hours a day on call, but reasonably provide information to the community. And they can do that a number of ways. And one of those ways is through the staff. So if our staffing levels are returned to the appropriate levels so that they're not overworked and unable to respond to requests and needs, then we have to administer to that first. We have to make sure we have enough staff. But there are a lot of ways to communicate to the community. And when we get into critical issues, then the council meetings are extremely important for an exchange, dialogue between the community and the council. And we have not seen that happen for some time. COVID has been part of the issue, and we now have a system that enables us to have closed captioning, which is important to myself and others who have a hearing impairment. But I think for the most part, I know that I have had exchanges with members of the council via email or telephone. And I find that to be successful.
Very good. Thanks, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Do you feel you have extensive depth, experience, and knowledge with municipal procedures, policies, and council business to fill the current council vacancy? And please explain.
I have spent time reading the Municipal Act. I certainly have not committed it to memory. However, I do know how to access whatever pertinent sections are necessary. So it's there, it's online, I can access it, and I read through it and try to have a good understanding of what the intention of that document is. I also have a great deal of experience with working with the act that commits provincial resources towards persons with disabilities. I have implemented much of that in design work while I was at the university. I have been involved in politics. I have worked as an organizer for the Conservative Party on the provincial level and the federal level. I have worked as a public support person for the Association for Community Living, and at the time that I did, it was called the Association for the Mentally Handicapped. And I also worked as a board member for an organization called NIC, which was a community group where we tried to put people in need in touch with the appropriate agencies, governmental or private, to resolve their needs, whether it be housing or clothing, etc. So, yes, and I think the most important aspect of what you're asking here is it's important to be aware of your community and understand the players, know who the people are, and understand what their needs are.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ishak, for coming. And do you have any question for us?
No, my only hope is that whomever is selected, and I've met with the other seven candidates who are all excellent, that we move forward in an extremely positive manner and let's leave whatever baggage occurred in the past year behind us. And thank you very much. And I wish luck to all the other seven candidates.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we call Nicholas Ryland?
Can I? Good. Thank you. I always feel like you can't hear me when I have a mask on. I know you can, but still. So, all right. Good evening. Welcome. Thank you for giving me a chance opportunity to come and talk to you. Just a little bit of background about me. I've been coming to the area since 1965 at a summer camp, actually down in Seguin, where I met my wife. And my wife's family has had property in McKellar since the 1940s. Her grandfather bought it, and we bought a piece of that from the family and have been living here since 2015, full-time, year-round. We have a close connection just because it's been in the family that long. So we're down now. I've severed the property, or at least got permission to sever the property. My son is moving in on a piece next to me, so that'll be the fourth generation of the family that'll be living here. So a long-term connection despite not living here. So. And I have additional family in McKellar and in West Parry Sound as well, including a generation above me, so my in-laws, and a couple of generations below me, so grandkids as well in the area. So again, that kind of my connection to the township. In terms of my experience or employment background, I know I'm not really applying for a job, although it is one. I worked for 40 years for a major Canadian bank. I worked in an operations role, which is, I describe as being the group of people in the organization that organized how things were done, who did them, where they were done, that type of thing. My particular role in an operations group, which I worked in basically my whole career, was to find ways to improve things, to make them better, to make them faster, simpler, cheaper in some cases, but it was always about making it better and offering improvements. I worked in the Canadian bank for about half my career, so about 20 years, and I worked in the international bank for the last 20 years. And that was primarily, I was based in Toronto and was in Canada all the time, but traveled throughout the Caribbean, Central America, and South America for that. The value of those experiences to me is that I learned to constantly adapt to new situations. No two places were ever the same. And in a lot of cases, especially internationally, it was a bank that we had acquired that I would be working with. So a very distinctly different organization where everything was different than what I was used to. So a lot of it simply involved figuring out what do they do, why do they do it, and where does it happen, that type of thing. In simple terms, I said to many people that worked with me and I helped train, was that you don't have to be an expert on the things. You just simply have to know what questions to ask and who to ask them of. And that experience kind of was very formative for me in understanding a new situation. In terms of my community involvement, I was on the Ad Hoc Roads Committee, and I have a continuing interest in that information. I have volunteered with local charities, including Harvest Share, Camp Koinonia, where I met my wife, which is in Seguin, as I mentioned before, the Parry Sound Chamber of Commerce, and the Park to Park Trail Association. And at many points, particularly early in the summer, that's like having a full-time job working on those four different things, because every day somebody had some expectation of what I would do. So, but it's also very rewarding, a good way to get to know the community and the people. So. In terms of hobbies, I like camping, ATVing, boating, swimming, and I put down grandkids. I don't know if grandkids are a hobby, but kind of, sort of, and they're a lot of fun to have around. I have two of them living with me right now, and that's great fun for me. My other interest, I guess lifelong interest, has been in computers and or smartphones lately, and the internet, which is a critical feature and critical tool. It's one of the things I'm going to express an interest in just a minute from now, in terms of what it would like to be able to do. I have a bunch of notes here. I think that would take too long to go through them. I would describe myself essentially in my working career as being a consensus builder, to work with people constantly to find ways to bridge gaps and to bring people along and to involve people and use the words we rather than I far more often. I had a mentor that kind of taught me that early on, and frankly, it was always helpful and always use inclusive words to bring people in and get them to join in a solution. So in terms of projects of interest that may or may not be on the agenda for the council, I made a note here of a few things. I think one of the critical things we can do is work on high-speed internet for residents. I think that's critical for many features, both personally and professionally, and certainly from an economic development point of view, is to involve or to give people the means to use the internet as a tool for both their personal life and professional life. So, and then certainly it's lacking. I mean, I have a program today from Bell that is satisfactory, I'll say that, but it certainly doesn't meet the needs, and it's easy to burn through my bid cap on a monthly basis. And I know from looking at Facebook and things, it's a constant complaint from everybody in the area. So we need a much better solution than what we have today. I'm interested in developing a local trails plan. I know that's true for this council as well as other local councils. I've had some involvement with all of them on those kind of things. And I think it would be critical from both a recreational point of view as well as a tourism point of view. So trails for the sake of walking, riding a bike, maybe horseback riding, that type of thing, as well as trails for ATVs and snowmobiles. And I know snowmobiling is pretty well developed in the area already, but I think there's a lot of things that we can do that to join trails from township to township. So I'm interested in the Roads Committee next steps, certainly in terms of renaming the fire routes and assumption plans. And I had some involvement with that during the Roads Committee work, but I'm interested in pursuing that still or following it up. I'm not sure of the right words. I'm not up to date with what's happened since the Roads Committee ended, but I'm interested in following those anyhow. The pool information, I've read a lot of things on Facebook about the pool. I'm certain that there are a lot more of issues that I'm not aware of, but I'm interested in doing that. I think that's a critical feature for the township and to make sure that we're not overcommitted. The planning process, the lake study, certainly the septic impacts. I think I see evidence of lots of septic problems. Again, I'm no expert. I've read the reports, not in great detail, although I did spend several hours reading through it. And you know, the sheer volume of information is rather daunting. And I'm interested in what we do with the township on both Facebook and on the internet. I think there is, I'll say, room for improvement. Again, I'd rather be inclusive than exclusive, but to work things forward and to make them better and easier for residents to access and understand. That's kind of the end of what I had made here. I haven't got a clue how many minutes I've spoken, but.
I didn't ask the first question.
Okay.
A bunch of things you talked about, develop this action plan before your action plan is the Washington, and we approve it. So we're almost a fourth year of it.
Right.
So I'm going to ask you what your opinion is on some of the action. So you covered some of it, but I'll just say what you agree with.
Well, from what I've read, yes, I mean, I would support that. I mean, I was here when we did the original sessions with just residents, things in this room, and worked on several things related to that. I think it's critical to do that. I think it's, I don't have a lot of experience in smaller communities like this, but I mean, I think it's unique in my experience to find that, you know, you ever go out and ask the ratepayers or the residents to simply come and tell us, what do you want? What do you think? And I think it was a major step forward and a good thing to do. I think the difficulty is in trying to execute them, like always. But I think the first step is asking people, if you want to know something, you need to ask them, what do you want? So, and I think that was great that we did that. And I was a small part of that. So, sorry, Peter, I missed.
I said, I assumed you've read it because you were involved in producing.
Yes, okay. Yes, I have.
All right. So the first one is that we had a very, very clear set of vision and objectives of the plan. You're aware of those, and any opinions on those at all?
If you're asking, could I repeat those things verbatim? No, I can't. But I mean, yes, I do recall. I think actually in my notes there, which is basically from my roads committee and other work with the township, I'm certain I have a copy in there. I have not read it recently. I admit to that. So,
okay. The new area pool complex comments.
Yeah. My concern, I think like a lot of others, would be, you know, how much of a commitment are we making on a go forward basis? And it seems to me, again, a very quick look, that the percentage that McKellar is paying seems out of order with the percentage of the perhaps the tax base. I'm not sure that's the right terminology. In other words, that we may be overrepresented financially and underrepresented on the board or the direction of the organization. I don't know that. That's a concern. That's all. So.
Okay. Boat launch issue?
Sorry?
The boat launch issue?
The boat launch issue. I mean, clearly there's a lot of heat about it. I live in Broadbent. I mean, frankly, I use the Center Road boat launch, and it's not obviously the same issues at all. It has, you know, some minor issues. I understand the significance. I was distressed to learn that I guess it happened in isolation and without consultation or advice to either council or to, you know, residents at large. And again, I don't know that to be a fact. That's my observations from a distance. But I think it's critical that people know about it in advance. If we're going to change something, people need to know. I think, and I don't, it's not just about the boat launches. I think it's about anything. If you want people to get on board, you have to explain the situation and tell them what's happening. But, and again, I don't know the details that you will, but yeah, I understand why people were ticked off, but.
Okay. New road services. You're on the road services committee. So there are proposals going forward to do a whole bunch of things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, I can remember talking about this with Don and others on the committee, that the issue was to me that we built a plan for how a road that is not already assumed could be assumed. In other words, to build a plan of the steps that you have to take to do it. We did do that. And again, I have those notes here with me. I don't know if that was actually adopted by council as recommended, but I think that's the key, is you have to tell people what's involved so they don't have an unrealistic expectation. And so the township itself doesn't bear an undue cost. So
no, it's pending.
Okay.
Pending. Okay. So the other one is, what's your opinion on mail-in ballots for elections?
Thankfully, we're not in the United States, but I don't have a problem with mail-in ballots as long as there are proper controls around them. So okay. I don't know exactly what those controls should be, but I know others do, and I think we could find out. So,
okay. Future economic growth and development for McKellar?
I believe that we should. I mean, I don't know that economic development in our community would necessarily be in the form of industry being here, or even large employers, although I mean, if that's possible, that's a good solution. But I mean, I think those things are typically tourist things if they're going to have large employment base. I think in a lot of cases, economic development can boil down to something as simple as good high-speed internet for people to be able to work and live here, which I think happened a lot and is happening a lot due to COVID. So I think the development we can do with that has an immediate impact on making McKellar a place that you want to live and work. So even if it's just me working at home on my computer, the people that I work with and a great number of them, not that I think any of them live in McKellar, but a great number of them work from home and don't expect to go back to the office. But the linchpin for that whole thing is clearly high-speed internet. That's a critical factor for the whole
country. Which was
the next
topic, high-speed internet.
Pardon me?
My next topic was high-speed internet.
Well, there you go. So I guess where you were going.
Very well, so.
But I mean, that I speak for myself too. I'm not working anymore, but I mean, high-speed internet is critical. I have my son and daughter-in-law and two grandkids live in there, and the amount of internet that they use, even for entertainment purposes, is significant. So,
septic reinspection program for McKellar.
I don't know. I know there is talk of it. I don't know the details of a plan. I think it's critical. I do know of people, I won't say who they are, that have very old, you know, septic systems and are rather dubious. And you can see the evidence of that from time to time. I think it's critical that that gets done. Otherwise, if we don't have lake water that people can swim in or have fun in or maybe even boat in, then frankly, we really haven't got anything. It's a critical feature for this community. We're lake-based, so we need to have good water, clean water. So,
property or cottage rentals?
Sorry, property?
Property or cottage rentals?
I know that there was a lot of discussion for it, and I debated whether to try and join that committee last year. I ended up with too many things going on in my personal life at the time. I think it's critical to have a policy about it and to follow it up and to seek input from people. I don't have expertise on the matter. I don't rent my property, and I don't have any renters nearby me. So, I mean, it would be at a distance, but I think I'm quite capable of learning. So.
The last one is that in 2023, we have our 150th anniversary for McKellar.
Yeah.
Any thoughts there?
Well, I think it's valuable to do to raise the profile of the community and hopefully to attract either new residents, perhaps some businesses. I mean, I think that's less likely. But, I mean, from a tourism perspective, I think it would bring dollars into the community, and I think that's valuable. And I've been part of several groups while I was working that represented centennials or sesquicentennials as well. So,
hey, we can have a trails plan for 2023, right?
Well, I think a trails plan, because of my work with Park to Park, I'm aware of what Seguin Council is doing right now, and they're trying to build a regional one. They've had some involvement with McDougall, some with some other municipalities. But, I mean, I think for to have a real trail, it has to interconnect and go longer distances. So I think it's critical to work with other stakeholders. And I know in their case, they're planning to use local rights of way and expand those and add those to the trail too. So
thank you.
Okay. That it?
For me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Nick, just one question for me. What do you think the role and relationship between council, staff, and community should look like for a well-functioning township?
Well, admitting that I've never been on a council and I don't know what rules that you're governed by or the councils are governed by, and I wouldn't want to cross the line and do things that are inappropriate, but I do think the most simple solution for almost any problem is communication, to simply openly and honestly and transparently talk with people without interfering with, you know, not to provide me to tell them what to do, but to get information and to share it and make sure that I would understand what's going on with whatever group of people that is, including staff, right? I know it's not appropriate to give them any kind of direction, and I don't have experience in a council, so I can't say that, but the first thing is simply to understand it from the lay people. I mean, when I worked with staff in the bank, in many countries, it was always simply go and sit down and talk to them and ask them and say, what happens? Now, I don't know if that's appropriate here with staff. If it's not, then I wouldn't do it. But I think the best way to understand an issue is to talk to the people that it affects. So.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay. Hi, Nick. Do you feel you have extensive depth, experience, and knowledge with municipal procedures, policies, and council business to fill the current council vacancy? And please explain.
Well, it's fair to say that I have no experience with council. So, I mean, that part would be untrue. I have a lot of, I think, related skills and experience in working in a large corporate environment, which I know this is not the same thing either. But I think, yes, forming relationships with people, working with people, including a very diverse set of people. In the last 10 years of my career, I worked with people that were almost inevitably from outside of Canada. And moved to Canada. So, I mean, English wasn't their first language. They didn't have the same culture. They didn't have the same anything else, but I was still able to work with them simply by communicating. And I really believe communication is the number one key. It's one of my key frustrations living in the area and trying to get contractors to work and things too, is simply to get them to call me back would be the first step in being able to find out what's going on. Communication is critical. I had a boss somewhere along the way that every time we started a meeting, he said, communication is the number one priority that we all have, is to make sure that we tell people what we're thinking and feeling and doing and have them do the same with us. So I can't claim to have any experience with it, but I would like to think I can contribute, especially on the things I've mentioned, because I'm interested and because I care and I want to make them better. So,
okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Ryland, thank you very much for coming. Do you have any question for us?
No, I hope that I could contribute and make a positive contribution and in simple terms to make things better on a go-forward basis constantly.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you call Susan Ward?
Good evening.
You have the floor for the start of the meeting.
All right.
And we'll be asking you questions afterwards.
Okay. Thank you very much. Presentation from myself, Susan Ward. And thank you. Oh, this is okay. Can you hear me all right? It's okay. Oh, thanks. Okay. Thank you for having me here to provide you with my presentation for consideration for position on council. I'm going to start with my employment record. When I graduated from high school and while pursuing my post-secondary education, I was fortunate enough to obtain a part-time position with the Toronto Maple Leaf organization as an usherette in the historical Maple Leaf Gardens facility on Carlton Street. What an opportunity. While working, I watched games and concerts, and most of all, gained firsthand experience with all the members of the public, professional and non-professional, young and old. You learn to obtain an extensive amount of tolerance and patience to make decisions, assist with sudden health matters and accidents, which all occurred. I didn't realize at that time that all those situations would be carried with me throughout my life. I held various positions in departments within the Canadian head office of a large international company, gaining knowledge of every aspect of the business. I was then promoted to head purchasing agent and manager of facilities for all Canadian branches. I was responsible for maintaining their budgets, purchasing within the branches, staff hiring, leasing of premises and vehicles. Also assigned to any conflict management mediation between the branch and head office, a position that I held for a total of 21 years. Furthering my education with diploma courses, receiving honors in both adult psychology and legal assistant and paralegal studies. Upon moving to Newmarket area, I resigned from my position and started my family. Shortly after that, I began creating my own business. I became owner and operator of a retail business with 4 employees. It was a risk with having a new family and extensive multitasking, but it worked and it became successful. With growing family, I then moved to Barrie. I closed the business and obtained the position of medical administrator for a family physician's offices. I was managing all responsibilities of maintaining the office functions, as well as liaison between doctor, nurses, and patients. Also within the office, an additional company that provided aviation medicals and insurance court documents, which medicals were required for accident victims. I retired from that position and moved to the Parry Sound area. My volunteer background. I became an auxiliary police officer with Metropolitan Toronto Police. Upon moving to Newmarket, I became one of the first York Regional Police Auxiliary Officers, where I obtained letters of accommodation for occurrences I attended with York Regional Police. I became a member of VICRS, Victim Crisis Assistant and Referral Service, which is support to victims of crime and abuse working alongside police services where attendance may be required. I became a director on the Barry Figure Skating Club, which is connected to Mariposa Skating Organization. I had the large portfolio of creating and was liaison between parents, the figure skaters, to produce a yearly skating show, obtaining a substantial financial budget. I became a representative and organizer of the Neighborhood Watch and Crime Stoppers program for our community. This was an area of responsibility, leadership, and initiative to the community. I became a member of the Black River Environmental Association. An association member, you are required to maintain a healthy environment to participate in studies regarding the river area under the Lake Simcoe Conservation Authority, which was quite extensive. My husband and I have been boating on Georgian Bay for over 17 years and had fallen in love with the area. There was no doubt that this was a place we wanted to retire. We became vendors at the McKellen Market for 3 years and met many members of the community. We chose to live in McKellar as full-time residents because of the beauty, lakes, rivers, and peace and quiet. Memories should be made when and wherever you live. Let's make them in McKellar. The municipal election of 2018 was the first time we voted in this community, and I began to research into past and current audio recordings as well as minutes of the council and committee meetings. In particular, I examined the council's guiding vision, including the vision, mission, priorities, and guiding principles. And I asked myself, have they been followed? Are they true today? Also, the council communication letters, letters part 1, 2, and 3. Have they been followed? Are they true today? As well as our municipal guidelines and regulations. You have my word, I will respect and follow section 224 of the Municipal Act of Ontario as indicated, and I'll quote, to represent the public and to consider the well-being and interest of the community, to develop and evaluate the policies and programs of the municipality, to determine which services the municipality provides, to ensure that the administrative policies, practices, and procedures and controllership policies, practices, and procedures are in place to implement the decisions of the council, to ensure the accountability and transparency of the operations of the municipality, including the activities of the senior management of the municipality, maintain the financial integrity of the municipality, to carry out duties of council under this or any other act. Also, I ensure that myself and council adhere to our own code of conduct and procedural bylaws. I will provide fairness to all members of this community and to listen to their concerns in a reasonable and constructive manner. In closing, I will leave you to keep in mind my employment and my volunteer experiences, which would be beneficial to qualify for a member of this council, in providing the following skills: administrative, financial, uphold legal responsibilities, decision-making, multitasking, communications, team member, people skills, and creativity. This township needs to get back on track, involving services of everyday management, from our planning to economic development. The economic development should be proficient, sensible, and cost-effective. Working on advancement of tourism without bringing congestion to the community. Progress with enhancement of innovative ideas, which is positive and aesthetically pleasing to the community. Also, further support of our present and future businesses. Our council must provide stability to the taxpayers and regain trust with communication, transparency, honesty, and integrity. Again, I thank you for this opportunity to present myself and my backgrounds to you. Thank you. All right.
Mm-hmm. Have you read the four-year action plan?
Yes, I have things right in my book here.
So I'm going to ask you a series of things about 10 items in that sort of that are, mm-hmm. I just want to know your opinion, that's all.
Okay.
So the first one is the vision and the objectives of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
The division. Any sense about that?
The division and objectives of the plan?
Of the action plan.
Of the action
plan. Very clear about how we set up the vision moving forward in McKellar.
Yes, well, I believe sincerely in the vision of McKellar.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I believe sincerely in the vision of McKellar and the action plans that you have in place for the economic development, which to keep it inconsistent with our township, to add the tourism to McKellar. And again, as I said in my presentation, in a non-congestive manner, but to bring more revenue into the community.
Okay, the new area pool complex?
The pool complex? The pool complex, I've heard about it and I've read about it. I haven't really dwelled into long-term of it. If it's beneficial to the community and it's going to be beneficial for all members of the community, full and part-time, then that should be something that would be good for the community.
Okay. Boat launch issue.
The boat launch issue. Okay. As far as the boat launch issues go, I think there needs to be a plan to look into every boat launch that we have in McKellar and possibly new ones. I'm thinking that if there's an addition of new boat launches, there should be an extensive study to be done that may be a good idea to add a new one to take away the congestion of the other boat launches that we have, upgrade them, add signs, more signs to put up for non-citizens and our citizens to adhere to. And again, that's another thing that should be on the list to look at. It should be absolute priority for next year.
New road services policy.
New roads and services policy. New roads, if the roads need to be upgraded in certain areas, that should be looked into. Again, I'm talking about everything to be cost efficient. New roads, if you're opening up areas of roads that are into properties, into private roads. I know there's a private road issue with some of the citizens because I listened to the council meeting the other night. They should be looked into to see what's best for citizens and community.
Okay. Mail-in ballots in election year.
Mail-in ballots? I don't believe in them, but I think there should be another electronic way that citizens can vote. Possibly, you know, that there could be an internet reaction that could be done as far as the head office goes, and to do it that way. I mean, mail-in ballots, are they going to be certifiable? Like, how are you going to handle that?
Future economic growth and development in McKellar.
Well, that's what I adhere to, is the economic development. But then again, as I said before, in an aesthetically pleasing manner, and so it doesn't cause congestion in the community or costs. We need to bring more businesses in here, but not on a large scale. Enhancement of what we have as small businesses here and new businesses. We need to attract new business into the community. We are on a highway 124. There is more space that we can provide, I think, to people to come and let them come and see. We have to show them that we are an area that can give them revenue. And whether it's full-time, part-time, we need to do something about that to bring an economic development situation within the community instead of having it just sit there. We need to get moving forward.
High-speed internet.
High-speed internet, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I think everybody in this community is looking for high-speed and to have full internet system put in here. Unlimited is another thing.
Okay.
Long overdue.
The septic reinspection program from McKellar.
Absolutely. Number one. I think people should have to provide that they've had pump outs done within a certain amount of time, 3 to 5 years. I think it's an absolute necessity. The lady that was speaking the other night at the meeting, when she was talking about some people haven't had them done in a minimum of 20 years, all it takes is once and it can cause an environmental problem with in so many areas, for your neighbors, for community. There should be a guideline that they have to adhere to.
Okay. Property or cottage rentals?
Cottage rentals? Well, I think you do have a system in place that you do have a committee that is looking into the cottage rental system here. I think anyone that comes and rents a cottage from anyone should have to adhere to certain practices and policies, that we can't let that get out of line, because we don't want them to be a headache. But certainly, if someone wants to rent their cottage, they should have to adhere to policies and practices.
And the last one I have is that in 2023, we have our 150th anniversary in McKellar.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on that?
It's going to be a big one. I think if everybody can get together, and God forbid the COVID doesn't get any worse, I think, you know, good ideas from the community and from our heritage here should all come together and be well publicized. But, you know, if the COVID still is a problem, I still think we can work together to get that done. But I have a lot of ideas for that myself. So, and a lot of ideas for the to bring tourists into the community.
Thank you.
That they're going to remember McKellar. They're just not going to pass by. And the signage as well. When we get things put in place, I think they're going to say, hey, remember we went there last year? They're having it again every year. It's going to be a policy and a must. And I think it will do well.
Thank you. I saw it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Susan?
Yeah, I have one question for
you're
you.
Next time. What am I forgetting you? I'm sorry.
What do you think the role and relationship between council, staff, and community should look like for a well-functioning township?
The role of everybody together, I think that's the main thing, that we all work together and we all communicate with one another. And if there is a problem between staff, council, and community, I think we should, that would be a discussion. We'd have to sit down and resolve it. You can't let it muster and get out of line. I think you have to sit down and get your problems taken care of.
Right. Thank you, Susan.
Okay, thank you. Hi.
Hi, Susan. Do you feel you have extensive depth, experience, and knowledge with municipal procedures, policies, and council business to fill the current council vacancy? And please explain.
You know, I have been a director on the skating club. And of course, it's a different venue concerning the municipalities. We had a lot of hard work to do there. And I'm always willing to learn. I'm a fast learner. Retirement, which I mentioned in my presentation, it should be considered your next golden career. That's not the way I think. We just don't stop. We're ongoing people. We love to do this, that, the next thing. I'm learning to the piano for the first time. So to take on a position on council, I, again, am a fast learner, and I'm willing to learn and work with the community and council and staff.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Ms. Susan, for coming.
You don't have a question for me, Roshan?
No, I was going to say that. Do you have any question for us, though?
You know, I think everything in my statement, I've been pretty thorough on, and reading my employment and my my background in volunteering, I think it covers a wide range of things. And again, I'm not willing to stop. I'm willing to go on to a second career, a golden career. And if this is where it is, then I'd be more than happy to be part of it.
Okay, thank you very much.
And listen, keep this guy. He's a good guy.
Okay. Thank you.
I saw your budget and it was good.
Mr. Ward, Wayne Ward.
Right. Brace yourself.
But thank you. Could I have permission from council to lower my mask while I'm speaking? Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Council. I would first like to thank you for allowing me to come before you today. My name is Wayne Ward. My family and I are recent residents to this community for just a little more than 3 years. Prior to moving to Parry Sound District, I had retired from the Toronto Police Service, completing 45 years of police service in this province. At the conclusion of a three-year tour of duty in the Canadian Armed Forces as an infantry soldier and a military police officer, I commenced my civilian police service. Starting as a young police constable on the beat and gradually progressing to the rank of patrol sergeant, a few years later, I was promoted to the investigative bureau as a full detective. Through my policing career, I was presented with three Governor General of Canada medals for exemplary service to my communities. In addition, I was a recipient of numerous letters of recognition from members of the public and commendation awards from the police service. You might be asking how my police experience would be a benefit to this council and community. Let me begin by saying that my lengthy service in uniform, followed by many years of investigative bureau, was my commitment in life to serve and protect my communities. It was my duty and oath of office that provided me the ability to interact with thousands of different walks of life, both good and bad. I am a people person. That quality in conjunction with my communication skills in many cases resulted in successful conclusions, avoiding unnecessary conflict, aggression, and injury. Educational courses and ongoing training within the police service were not a privilege, but mostly mandatory. They provided me with the sharpened skills needed for survival, dealing with the human condition, managerial and supervisory duties. You develop the identity as a trained observer, and as a result, you can identify and react in a professional manner to danger, tragedy, diplomacy, multicultural situations in today's diverse society. On a day-to-day basis, you are required to make decisions, some important, some life-threatening, some minor or administrative. Problem-solving is a frequent task, either within the managerial part of the police department or calls for service to the public. The following are a list of required courses I successfully completed. I feel strongly these skills would be beneficial to performing the duties of a counselor for this township. I'll just go down the list: leadership ability, problem-solving, innovative problem-solving, decision-making, split decision-making, conflict resolution, functions of management, managerial effectiveness, efficiency and effectiveness, planning and implementation, administrative skills, stress management, human behavior, organizational communications, public speaking, writing for results, ethics, value and social responsibilities, interviewing and counseling, team building, organizational planning and structure, risk management to deal with legal issues, interpersonal skills, negotiation skills, labor relations, First Nations issues, and diverse cultures. Nearing my retirement while still serving with the Toronto Police Investigative Bureau, I was hired as a part-time lecturer and instructor at the Toronto branch of Humber College Police Foundations Program. Public speaking to hundreds of young students was the main bulk of the program. Studies did not only focus on policing subjects, but included human relations, ethics, municipal, provincial, and federal law, civil law, politics, current events, public speaking presentations, and grammatical and writing skills. After my retirement from the police service, I accepted a position as the head law enforcement coordinator for the Barrie campus of Canadian Career College for 3 more years. May it be noted that the police service not only encourages but acknowledges its officers who were proactive and made significant contributions to their communities. These positive deeds help to support community-based policing, a program that enhances stronger and better relations between the public and police. The following are a few of my own contributions to my community during the years of police service. First of all, I was a scout and adventure leader for Cubs and Scouts for a local church for 2 years. I became a community member of the Black River Environmental Association for 2 years. I was elected president of a ratepayers association for 2 years in the community of Horseshoe Valley. After moving to Barrie, Ontario, I was a volunteer member of the Barrie Figure Skating Club, where all my kids skated. For 2 years, I also served as a community member on the board of Sir Samford Fleming College. My police experience was there to assist in a law enforcement program for new conservation officers applying to the Ministry of Natural Resources. I am aware of most concerning events that have transpired in our municipality over the past number of months involving a conflict between our citizens and local governance. Otherwise, I would have no reason to be here today. I must admit that I am a stranger to the area, but much of my research shows a long history of acceptable stability until now. Some would agree that matters have gone off the rails. We need to return to the norm. With my skills and experience, I would embrace the opportunity as a team player to make a difference, an opportunity to work together and turn the page to restabilize the present situation in this township, an opportunity to establish solid honesty, transparency, and integrity. These are the priority ingredients to redeem the trust and support of our citizens. I realize that these council seat appointments are only interim, but if considered, I will work extremely hard to contribute my best efforts as a team to put this council and community back on track. I've had several months to familiarize myself with the code of conduct, procedural bylaws, and municipal act. I am more than willing to learn more about the functions and duties of council with a commitment to serve the best needs of the community at large. I am abreast of the role of the Integrity Commissioner in the Office of the Ombudsman of Ontario. All of my qualifications and skills are supported by documentation. They are available on request. In closing, I would like to add the following. People in positions of authority should remember that a keen sense of fair play is quite often readily recognized by the public. Thank you.
Anyway, we're going to each ask you one question, and you get a chance to ask us anything. So we have an approved action plan that was approved 3 years ago by council. We've been working towards that for the last 3 years. It's been difficult the last little bit, but we have a whole set of plans. So I want to ask you your opinion on various aspects of what's going on in McKellar. So I just need your opinion. First one is that, have you ever read the action plan?
I have not.
Okay. Then you're not quite aware of the vision or objectives of the plan.
I am familiar with the mission and vision statement of the township.
Okay, of the action plan?
What's
the vision of the action plan?
Yes, that part, yes.
Okay. Your opinion on the new area pool complex?
Well, I've heard a fair bit about it. Some people have different opinions about it. I the only thing is the traveling distance from this township into wherever it's going to be located. I think it's a good idea to have a central location where people can have access to a pool and of course, recreational facilities. I've heard, I've heard a lot of ins and ups and downs about that. My own personal opinion, if it happens, it happens. If it's a good thing and it works out, that's good.
Okay. Boat launches. Not that it's a hot topic.
I don't know if that's a loaded question or not, but...
No, they're all loaded questions.
Okay, I know there's a number of launches on the lake. The one that came into question over the summer that was closed, there was quite a bit of controversy about that. It's now open. The thing that I look at boat launches is accessibility by emergency personnel and whether those boat launches are feasible to be used by emergency personnel, fire department, OPP, Ministry of Natural Resources. The particular one that we talked about during the summertime is in a little bit of a crowded location. Turning area is a little bit difficult there. I've gone down and seen the area. The other boat launch at the far end of Center Road, which has a little more accessibility, is a little bit easier to navigate. But I'm of the feeling that if it could be erected another boat launch somewhere on the lake that's feasible, it would allow even maybe cut down some of the traffic going to these other launches, especially where the residential area is fairly tight-knit.
Okay. Our new road services policies.
Well, I listened to the Zoom the other night on the meeting, and I know there's some stuff, road policies, there are apparently another meeting's coming forward to look at that. That's up for discussion at the moment. I see that, I have the works department yard next door to me, and the guys are always filling up the trucks with gravel and going out maintaining the roads, as far as I know. I see pretty much a lot of activity there each day.
Okay. Mail-in ballots for the next election.
I don't favor mail-in ballots. I'm a little old school. I believe you come to the center, you sign in and give your identification, and you'll vote. I'm really not for the mail-in voting.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Future economic growth and development.
Yes, to a certain point. This is a tourism area. This is a cottage area. I guess my feeling is keep it that way. Don't turn it into the GTA situation, but there's probably some areas that could be allowable for growth and changes in the area, but not so that it goes over the top. It has to stay a cottage and tourism area. That's why people come from the big cities to enjoy their time away from stress, to be up here at their cottage, beyond the lakes, enjoy themselves, enjoy the wilderness. So growth to a certain point. Okay. But I'd have to study that. I would want to look at that and see what kind of growth we're talking about. Is it feasible or is it not feasible? Is it going to be acceptable to the community or not?
Okay. High-speed internet.
Oh, I'd like to see that a little more often. We've had a bit of increase where we live because of the tower north of town here. We did live in McDougal before, and it was terrible there. We were paying for hubs that cost us a fortune. But when we moved up here, the internet has been sped up quite a bit because of the new tower north of us and the fixture that we have in our home. Probably a few other places have that as well. But I'd like to see it even better because I understand they wired all Highway 124 last year with fiber optic cables. Mm-hmm. And some places are already getting that down the road someplace, but we haven't received it yet. That certainly would make a lot of difference.
Okay. A septic reinspection program for McKellar. A septic reinspection program for McKellar.
Well, I heard, I'm just from information I've heard, that there's been septic tanks that haven't, along the lake areas, that haven't been treated for some 20 some odd years. I think the lady spoke about that at your Zoom meeting tonight. That's really not good. I think if you've got a septic tank, especially you're close to water, where there's E. coli contamination or possibility of it, they should be inspected on a regular basis. At least people would have to be told that it's going to be inspected. But that's something that, again, has to be looked at and how people feel about that. Like when I heard the lady speaking here the other night and said that there's some of those tanks are never been touched for 20-some-odd years, that's a little bit troublesome.
Okay. A property or cottage rentals?
That's another impact on the environment that could possibly cause a problem. I'm not completely for that because you got everybody and his brother renting cottages, and are the septic tank systems being looked at once in a while? So that's another thing I would wanna take a hard look at and see how that's working out and whether it's a time that these places that are renting have some kind of inspection tour to make sure that they're not overloading the system when their friends come up or their people they rent out to.
Okay. And the last one is that in 2023, we have our 150th anniversary at McKellar. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that there should be a proper and a good celebration. That's a long time. There's a long history behind this community here. And I think that this certainly is, I would be for that.
Thank you.
Hi, Wayne. Just one question. What do you think the role and relationship between council, staff, and community should look like for a well-functioning township?
Well, number one is honesty. Number two is integrity, transparency. You got to be above board with the public out there because they're the people that put you here. They're the people elect you and put you in that position. So they're counting on you to be above board and make sure that you communicate properly with them.
Very good. Thanks, Wayne.
Hi, Wayne. Do you feel you have extensive depth, experience, and knowledge with municipal procedures, policies, and council business to fill the current council vacancy? Please explain.
Well, let's put it this way. I've had a somewhat of knowledge being the head of a ratepayers association years ago, following along the same lines, but I'm not an expert in it, but I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to take on the task. I've always been the kind of guy that likes to learn. I've done many, many courses in education, and that's the way I feel. If I had the opportunity to learn more about the functions and duties of a council and the community, I'm okay with that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne, for coming. Do you have any question for us? Do you have any question for us?
No, I just want to thank you again for allowing me the opportunity to come before you.
Thank you. Ms. Zula?
You have the floor.
So take me mask?
Yes, please.
Okay. Mayor Hopkins, Councillor Haskam, and Councillor Kekkonen. First of all, the one thing we all have in common, we all love McKellar. McKellar is a special place to each and every one of us. I first seen it over 50 years ago and fell in love with it then. I would like to say that my past experience for this vacant seat of council speaks for itself. I served 5 terms as a McKellar councillor, a total of 17 years. I participated in dealing with official plan amendment number 7, the waterfront properties, and its accompanying zoning bylaw. Also, official plan amendment number 8, the rural properties. I have had a 17-year council relationship with John Jackson, the township planner. Therefore, should be able to participate with all planning and zoning matters of McKellar. Some of the boards and committees I served on are as follows. Belvedere Home for the Aged. I was elected by the Belvedere Board of Management to the chair. The vote was unanimous. The people that elected me had confidence that I would act in a fair and impartial manner. Other boards I served on were the Parry Sound Area Planning Board, the Community Policing Advisory Board, the Provincial Offenses Act Advisory Committee, the Parry Sound Muskoka Health Unit, which I was elected to the chair. In McKellar Township, I served on the Historical Society, Library, and the Vet Unit, and was involved in the Emergency Preparedness Plan for McKellar. Served jointly with other council members on Roads, Cemetery Committee, and Committee of Adjustment. I started up, organized, and ran a rabies clinic in McKellar with the help of volunteers and council's backing for over 20 years, except during COVID. This was a great success and was the start of other municipalities moving forward, starting their own clinics. Over my council terms, I was part of councils that achieved a lot of improvements for McKellar. We purchased the property, named and created Minerva Park. We had a cenotaph erected there to honor and remember our veterans. We had purchased new docks to improve the park for boaters, signage at the park. We also had hydro installed to assist with the now booming McKellar market. Our last addition was the pavilion, which through negotiations with West Wind Forestry, they put money towards part of it. Over the years, McKellar councils on which I served built the new Fire Hall 1, also Fire Hall 2, New Works Garage, salt sheds, closed the McKellar landfill and created a transfer station with compactors, fencing, containers, etc. The Balsam Walking Trail, addition to the community center, expansion of kitchen,
offices, and library. The addition of rooms, heritage, youth, post office, and a smaller meeting room. New rink at the community center, roof over the rink, and washrooms. Fire trucks, graders, tandems, backhoes, roads, Veterans Memorial Bridge, etc. During one of my terms on the Keller Council, we worked with the other six area municipalities to fund a new hospital called the West Perry Sound Health Unit. In the 2018 election, I received widespread support, 648 votes, a 9-vote difference between myself and the elected councillor, not 100 or 200 votes, but 9 votes. 648 constituents of McKellar believed in me, in my honesty, integrity, and my beliefs and care for McKellar. McKellar is my home. My family has donated land to the township. I have raised my children here. My grandchildren are living here. I am up to date on council procedures and business that I am aware of. I am ready to step in. We are all part of the community. We all make up the fabric of this great community because there is one thing we all have in common. We all want to achieve the best for McKellar. Thank you. Okay.
Mine is kind of a long process. It's 3 years ago, we developed a 4-year action plan for McKellar.
Right.
I just can you tell me whether you have actually read it?
Yes, I have.
And developed it? Okay.
I have part of it here.
Okay, thank you. So there's a variety of issues I'm going to talk about. Just tell me what you think about the particular issues, your opinion. So first one is the vision and the objectives of the plan. What's your opinion of the vision and the objectives of the McKellar Action Plan?
I would just like to say that the whole action plan, I think that it was a great thing for the people to be able to come out and to express their feelings, their thoughts, where they would like to see McKellar going. And that, I guess, includes the vision for McKellar.
Okay. The new pool complex.
The new pool complex. I feel that the new pool complex, McKellar as a council, will work together and things will work out.
Okay. Boat launches.
Boat launches. That will work itself out also. When McKellar gets to, when the council is full and we have the full staff complement, then I think that the main goal there is to achieve what is right for McKellar residents.
Okay. New road services.
What do I think?
A new road policy, which deals in expanding our services to the road situation.
Well, I think that also we all have to work together and to achieve what we think is going to be viable and it will be the best for all of the McKellar residents.
Okay, mail-in ballots for elections.
Mail-in ballots? To me, as far as the voting goes, whatever the province has said that everyone is allowed to vote, whatever the council decides on, which way they want to do their election, the majority of the vote, that's I swear an oath, and that's what we do.
Okay, future economic growth and development in McKellar.
Future economic development growth, I just, at this point, want stability to get our things in order, to be, you know, accountable to the residents and be open and transparent with them.
Okay, high-speed internet.
That would be wonderful.
Septic reinspection program for McKellar.
Septic reinspection, I think there would have to be like a lot of detail, you know, figuring out as a council of how you're going to go about doing that. But whatever the majority of council agrees on, that's what will have to be, right?
Okay. Property or cottage rentals?
Property or cottage rentals, again, that is something else that, you know, as all of a council, it has to be discussed and brought to the table and you know, looked at the different options and where you're going to go from there. It's not just one person making that decision. It has to be all of council.
Okay. And the last one is that in 2023, we have our 150th Sesquicentennial anniversary. Any thoughts on the what we should be doing?
I think it would be it will be wonderful, and I think if you could get a lot of the people that are longtime residents here to get some input and just move forward with it.
Thank you.
Hi, Debbie. One question. What do you think the role and relationship between council, staff, and community should look like for a well-functioning township?
I think it should be open, transparent, try to let the residents know what is going on and what is happening in the community so that you can they can put their input in or, you know, be aware of what's going on. And council open and transparent with the ratepayers and one with one another.
Thanks, Anna.
Hi, Debbie. Do you feel you have extensive depth, experience, and knowledge with municipal procedures, policies, and council business to fill the current council vacancies? Please explain.
Could you repeat that, Mike?
Yeah. So do you feel you have extensive depth, experience, and knowledge with municipal procedures, policies, and council business to fill the current council vacancies?
Yes, I believe I do. I mentioned that in my speech at the beginning of all my, you know, my background in council over 17 years. So I would say that I have. I have, you know, dealt with external committees, internal committees, municipality business, municipal affairs, different things like that. So I would say yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Deborah. Do you have any question for us?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
So each of the three counselors is to tick the rank or tick the person that the three people that they'd like to see to be considered for the two council positions, and then they're going to be tabulated by our clerks, and we'll see where we are. If we have clear situation, they'll be appointed. If they're not, then we have to go into closed to discuss them. So that's the process under which we outlined, and we'll see where we go. It might be a clear decision. I have no idea. So you got to give us a few minutes to make our just doing a tick there for three people. Okay.
So the results are as follows. The top three candidates moving forward are Reginald Moore, Nicholas Ryland, and Debbie Zulak. At this time, if council wants to go into a closed session to discuss further, they can do that. Or we could go into another vote and vote for just two candidates.
I prefer to vote closed.
Can we proceed to another vote? Okay.
I would have liked to see the all eight names go in the half and draw names, but I'm not going to put three names in the half and draw. I would have liked to continue the process. It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, sorry. That would be up to, that's a council decision. If council wants to make a decision to just do a draw, that would be totally acceptable if council approves that.
First, and then if that does.
I would like to move that we put the three names in a hat and draw the two successful candidates out of the hat. Or because going into closed session or whatever, I just feel we got to draw the line somewhere. So I would say that is fair. They're all good candidates. It's a win-win situation. That's my feeling on it.
Mr. Mike, your thought on that, right?
We can put the three names in a hat for a draw, and that I would support that. I can second that motion.
Okay.
All in favor? Opposed? Carried.
Maybe council could take a break while, get organized.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so Ms. Marianne going to pick up the name from the ball, and that will give us the new name for the councillors.
So the first two names we draw will be the successful candidates to fill both vacancies.
Nicholas
and Reginald Moore.
So resolution 21, what's making this out? Resolution 21-396, be resolved that the Council of Township McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2021-50, being a bylaw to appoint Reginald Moore to fill the vacancy of the Office of Council of Township McKellar for the remainder of the current term of council, first and second reading, and further read a third time and pass an open council this 14th day of October 2021. The mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Kekkonen, Councillor Haskin. Any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Carried. Congratulations, Reg. Resolution 21-397, be resolved that the Council of Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2021-51, being a bylaw to appoint Nick Ryland to fill the vacancy of the Office of Council for the Township of McKellar for the remainder of the current term of council, a first and second reading, and further read a third time and pass an open council this 14th day of October 2021. Mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Haskin. Councillor Kekkonen, is there any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Carried. Congratulations, Nick. Now we have to swear.
Yeah.
We now have to swear you in. So you're legal. Going to swear you in, but I don't have the. They have to. Okay, Ina's got to come up and commission it, so. Now that didn't work, did it? No, beforehand. So.
I, Reginald Moore, have been appointed to the office of councillor in the municipality of McKellar, do solemnly promise and declare that I will truly, faithfully, and impartially exercise this office to the best of my knowledge and ability. I have not received and will not receive any payment or reward or promise thereof for the exercise of this office in a biased, corrupt, or any other improper manner. I will disclose my pecuniary interest, direct or indirect, in accordance with the Municipal Conflict of Interest Act. I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II or the reigning sovereign for the time being. And I make this solemn promise and declaration consciously, believing it to be true and knowing that it is of the same force and effect as if made under oath.
I, Nicholas Ryland, having been appointed the office of councillor in the municipality of McKellar, do solemnly promise and declare that I will faithfully and impartially exercise this office to the best of my knowledge and ability. I have not received and will not receive any payment or reward or promise thereof for the exercise of this office in a biased, corrupt, or any other improper manner. I will disclose any pecuniary interest, direct or indirect, in accordance with the Municipal Conflict of Interest Act. I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II or the reigning sovereign for the time being. And I make this solemn promise and declaration conscientiously, believing it to be true and knowing that it is of the same force and effect as if made under oath.
Resolution 21398, be it resolved that the Council of Township McKellar is hereby give bylaw number 2021-52, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council of first and second reading, and further read a third time and pass an open Council this 14th day of October 2021. May I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Haskam? Councillor Kekkonen? Any discussion? Call a question. All in favor? Carried. Thank you. Resolution 21399, be resolved that the Council of Township McKellar is hereby adjourned this meeting at 7:17 p.m. Mover and a seconder? Councillor Haskam, Councillor Kekkonen, any discussion? Call a question. All in favor? Carry. Thank you to Marianne and our staff for running this process with us. We appreciate it very much. Thank you all for coming.